Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hudlin. Hayes moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lillard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Heath reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. Chapman scores. Trotsky moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Beckman now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckman covering, for the out. Trotsky scores. Heath moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miles. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckman strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3-for-3 in the game, with three doubles. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Moses reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hudlin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley scoops up the ball and tags Beckman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. One out. It's 9-2, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Moses goes all the way around to score. McCoy moves to third. It's 9-3 Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McCoy scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 9-5, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 3 in the game. Rubeling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball towards center. Miles settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miles. Hemsley moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Bill Lillard. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Brancato pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Bill Beckman. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-4 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.